Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Monday. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning a task for today. Our topic for this morning, and this is going to be a very sensitive one, so get ready. You probably won't even expect it, is racial clutter. Racial clutter. And we are on day 84 of our last 100 days. Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down to our fruitful 2018. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you a few quick announcements. Number one, make sure you are working this powerful challenge with us. We are working the last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we are counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. We not only seek to make the world a better place, but each of us a better person. So if you have missed any days of the challenge, or you have not yet ordered your last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge journal, you can do so on my ministry website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. And then finally, set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me at 6:30 by calling in at 323-870-4180. But if you miss this live, I post the broadcast after 8 a.m. each day on my website at feeldfire.com, or you can follow me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I, or you can follow the broadcast itself by clicking the link on the broadcast or Morning Motivation page. Make sure you govern yourselves accordingly, and you can see further information about the announcements at feeldfire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I'm going to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16. And I'm reading from the KJV. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Did you hear that? Let me read that again, because I know when I said today's topic, some of you thought maybe this was my law office's You Be the Jury show, where we tackle social and religious and political injustices and current affairs. You didn't think it was the biblical Morning Motivation, because you didn't think that topics like that were to be discussed. So let me read again 2 Timothy 3, 16, and I'm going to go one step further and read 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God or the woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. What is our topic for this morning? Come on and say it with me wherever you are. Racial clutter. Over this past weekend, we have seen the ongoing saga relating to the situation in the NFL. And really, whatever side you're on dictates your perspective. On one hand, we have the multiple players, not just African-American players, but mostly the majority African-American players who kneel during a national anthem in protest to the excessive force of police officers commonly applied toward African-Americans, generally African-American males and usually unarmed, to the point where death is the result. On the other side, we have the people who are saying, some white, some black, some vets, some non-vets, and I am a veteran myself, and I have come from a family of veterans. We have some who are saying, well, it's okay for you to protest. We understand your protests, but don't protest by, quote, disrespecting our flag, unquote. As if that wasn't enough of division going on within our nation regarding race, then we saw the situation where Dove had this commercial, and it has sparked an immediate backlash where the African-American female goes from being African-American to a Caucasian female. And the way many are interpreting that is that Dove is saying that black represents dirty and white represents cleanliness, hence the transformation from the black female to the white female. Now, what we're being told as well is that there is another part of that commercial which was not shown. Stay with me here now, because I'm talking about the word. There was another part which was not shown where the Caucasian female transforms into an Asian female. Additionally, over this weekend, there was a situation where Vice President Pence went to Indianapolis Colts game, and then after some of the players kneeled, he left. So some people say that was a righteous move by him. Others are saying it's a publicity stunt. But the reason I brought this up today is because as Christians, we have to be a light. And not just a light, but the light, T-H-E, the light in the fight to bring about constructive dialogue, in the fight to bring about unity from the understanding and the perspective that unity does not require people to always agree. It is acceptable to disagree. It is acceptable to even be angry. I taught you last week on removing unyielding anger and how the Bible teaches us, be ye angry and sin not. So anger in and of itself is not a sin. I've discussed with you previously how Jesus went into the temple and whipped the money changers out of the temple. So there is such a thing as a righteous anger. But the issue becomes when we no longer know how to respectfully disagree. When every time there's a discussion about race, everybody has to be called a name. And I mean from both sides. Either you're a racist or a bigot or you're a thug or you're stupid. I mean, what happened to the ability to discuss situations and to try to hear another person's viewpoint? It doesn't require us to agree, but what happened to intellectual and intelligent discussion? What happened to discussing and vehemently addressing the issue without trying to kill or assassinate the character of the person? God's word is profitable for every situation. That means there is an answer. And God's word, for every social injustice, every sin, there is an answer. And whether you agree with the answer or not, or whether I agree with the answer or not, is not the material issue, because it's God's word. What matters is the fact that we no longer know, even as Christians, even in our churches, how to have constructive dialogue about race. I am African American. I served in the military. How do you speak to me about race if the first words out of your mouth as a non-African American is to call all the football players thugs? What made them a thug in your mind? They're working, they're productive, they're profitable, they're doing their jobs. But if you speak to me, this is tight but right, and your only frame of reference is to demean them, to pull them into that stereotypical, non-productive, deadbeat criminality framework of blackmail, of a black male by saying thug, you already lost me. Because you didn't come to have discussion. You came to denigrate. On the other hand, if I say to you, you're nothing but a racist and a bigot, as soon as you open up your mouth to discuss this situation, I also didn't come for discussion. I came to demean and attack the very essence of you, to put you in a place of defense instead of discussion. God's word is profitable. The late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. referenced the word of God in Amos, the book of Amos in the Old Testament, Amos chapter 5, verse 24, when he stated in his great I Have a Dream speech, but let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. Dr. MLK also wanted to admonish us about the pitfalls of allowing, and when I say us, I mean all of us, the pitfalls of allowing our causes or the racial issues to be diminished by calling one another racist or bigots or thugs, or to allow a paradigm shift to where we no longer focus on the issue, because the conduct of those for and against the issue becomes so antagonistic and hostile within itself that we lose sight of the issue. In his I Have a Dream speech, delivered on August 28, 1963, he stated, "We must forever continue our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The word of God is profitable for every situation." The late, great Mr. Nelson Mandela made this statement in reference to Mahatma Gandhi, whom, although we all know him now as a peaceable man, in his younger years made multiple inappropriate and racial comments related to Africans. Mr. Mandela stated in an article in 1995, "Gandhi must be forgiven those prejudices and judged in the context of the time and circumstances. We are looking here at the young Gandhi, still to become Mahatma, when he was without any human prejudice, save that in favor of truth and justice." You see, the word of God is powerful, because if we will utilize it appropriately, effectively, and continuously, it will allow us to help turn the unrighteous mindset to a righteous viewpoint. It will allow us to have conversation with one another so that we seek to impart truth and knowledge to help persuade a person to our viewpoint rather than to turn them into permanent folds. Because even in Dr. MLK's speech, he also talked about the fact that we need one another, that we cannot become lost into saying that every white person, for example, is against us, because we need some of the same people that we turn against us to help fight our cause. I know you don't want to hear this, but I got to speak truth because this is the word of God. So I also speak to those who are non-African Americans, that you need us as well. You cannot try to constantly encapsulate us into a criminality by always quoting statistics which say, well, there's only a certain percentage of the black population, but of that percentage, so many commit crimes, without looking at your own crime statistics. You cannot continuously throw black on black crime in our faces as the answer to every situation while you refuse to deal with white on white crime. The word of God is profitable. You cannot constantly talk about blacks shooting blacks while ignoring all of the mass murders committed by Caucasian people. You can't ignore the church killings. You can't ignore Las Vegas. You can't ignore Dylann Roof. You can't ignore the school shootings. You can't ignore the movie theater shooting. You can't ignore Eric Green killing cops and being brought in alive. You can't ignore all of these situations, but then turn around and say to black people, you're just creating a mountain out of a molehill. When we constantly see our people killed, unarmed, killed by police officers. But all of these people brought in alive unless they commit suicide themselves. You cannot say that you are of God and you won't even deal with the fundamental truth of those statements. Hallelujah. We got to get ready to go into prayer. But the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 states, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Remember, love does not require us to agree. There are many things politically that I don't agree with. There are many things socially I don't agree with. But I don't try to assassinate or kill the character of the person to deal with the sin or what I don't agree with. The word of God stands here and says this clutter, this racial clutter of the church and not even being able to be a light. Pastors can't even open up constructive dialogues in your churches because you don't even know where you stand on race. And I mean this for black pastors and white pastors. Black pastors can't stand up in church in every situation that happens racially, say, well, if we didn't have Trump in office, this wouldn't happen. Blacks were being killed before Trump ever got into office. Quit oversimplifying this to a Republican issue, a Trump issue. Quit oversimplifying this to a thug issue or all black men are criminals issue. Quit shifting the narrative to a disrespecting our veterans issue. And deal with the true issue. The issue is police brutality. And it shouldn't be that black people and white people, black colleagues and white colleagues, black congregants, parishioners and white parishioners, black friends and white friends, black neighbors and white neighbors cannot have constructive dialogue, black politicians and white politicians about this situation. We are the light. Be the light. Shine the light. Speak, speak, speak. Fight for your cause. Stand for it for all that you are worth. But in the meanwhile, let's not divide one another, even more so than we are, because we refuse to deal with the racial clutter. And until we deal with this as intelligent, intellectual beings, willing to hear what the other person has to say, to quit pretending that all police officers are bad, and then on the other side, to quit pretending that all officers are good. Officers are human. The uniform only empowers you to be whom you are at heart. If you're a corrupt, racist individual, you will be a corrupt, racist officer. If you are a good, righteous individual, you will be a good, righteous officer. The uniform doesn't change the person. It's just clothing. Now, what we hope is that by putting on the uniform, the person administers justice. But the truth of the matter is, those protesting, and me as well, are not saying that all police officers are bad, but we're saying that the bad apples worms are huge, bigly, huge. And I'm not Republican nor Democrat. I'm an independent. But I tell you this, the Word of God requires us to be able to discuss these situations. The bad apples worms are huge. The bad apples worms are huge. The bad apples worms are so huge. When will we have that discussion spiritually, intellectually, intelligently, from a soul force place. Remove all clutter. We must go into prayer, and then I have to give you our task for today's challenge. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We praise you because your word is so powerful. It does not just deal with the spiritual aspects of us, but it deals with the humanity of us, every part of us. Those hidden corners that we really like to be able to gloss over, to dismiss. Because, Lord, what we really want to do as Christians and as a nation is to go to our churches and say nice prayers and maybe tell everyone we love you. We want to go in, hear a nice word. We want to leave. We don't want to deal with true issues. We don't want to deal with those things that confront us right there in the very core of the nature of who we are. We don't want to deal with social injustice, racial injustice. We don't want to deal with political issues. We don't want to deal with current events, current affairs, because it forces us to look at ourselves in the mirror. Now, Father, we have become increasingly a nation divided. A nation divided, a nation outraged over every little situation. Every argument grows into outrage. Every situation grows into a Twitter hashtag. Every situation grows into let us point fingers. Let's attach a suffix to everyone. Someone is always an ist, an ism, or a phobe. You're racist, you're sexist, you're a homophobe. We've gotten to the point where we don't want to hear anyone's viewpoints but our own. And Father, even when people peacefully protest, we get outraged over that. Because the outrage allows us to not have to deal with the issues. The shifting of the narrative from police brutality to disrespecting veterans, even though there are multiple veterans who support the protest, allows us to not have to deal with the issue. The name calling on any side, both sides and all sides, allow us to not have to deal with the issue. The threatening the parents of football players will destroy your business if you don't get your grown son in check allows us to not have to deal with the issue. Where are we as the light, Father, when we are afraid to discuss the issues, to hear one another, and then to be a light? Help us, Jesus. Help us, Lord, to unify, not in agreement, but to unify in the right to respectfully disagree. Dear Lord, help us, Lord. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening, everyone working this challenge, everyone today who was willing to hear me out, because this was not a comfortable message, Father. This was not a make me feel good, come in and scratch my itching ears, give me a, you know, a happy-go-lucky, let me skip and turn somersaults kind of morning motivation. This was a day to deal with some clutter, some real situations, and I'm sure all this week you're going to have us dealing with this kind of stuff as we remove all spiritual and natural clutter to usher in a fruitful 2018, to make this world a better place, to make each of us a better person, that we quit hiding behind the internet, saying things about people that we would never be willing to say openly in their faces, calling people coons and thugs and all kinds of names, but then going to work and smiling at these same people. Ooh, my Lord! If the internet required us to reveal our identity behind our username, wouldn't some of us be afraid to type what we type about others today? Help us, Lord. Where is the church? Where is the light? Father, we pray for unity. We pray for peace. Not a peace that suppresses or chills speech, but the kind of peace that comes from realizing everybody has a right to their own opinions, and we ought to be able to come together and reason together. It is within the name of Jesus we pray, and we speak peace and agreement and unity for our nation as we remove all spiritual clutter. Let everyone listening say amen. Look, our time is run. I went over. I apologize to you. This thing is really deep, 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 deep down within me this morning. But our time is run. So let me give you our task for today, which is day 84 of the challenge, and then we'll end with our song of today. Now, we're working our last 100 days to move off clutter challenge. Today is day 84 of the countdown. Our topic for today is racial clutter. Your task for today is to evaluate, and I want you to be truthful about yourself, your stance regarding racism. I mean, be truthful. Write it down in your journal. Write, black people, how do I really feel? White people, how do I really feel? It's your journal. Nobody's going to see it. I need you to be truthful. If you feel all black people are criminals and thugs, write it down. If you feel all white people are racist and bigots, write it down. Then the protest, how do you feel about this? Police officers, how do you feel? Police brutality, because once you write down your true feelings and you see your own words in writing, then you'll know where you stand and you'll know what you need to do to get yourself on the right track. You don't have to agree with your opponent, but you must know how to disagree respectfully. All right, our song for today, it's just so appropriate, is We Are the World. Now, I know this was actually written in relation to the HIV and AIDS epidemic, but its message of unity rings true, and it's what we need to hear. So go to feelthefire.com, learn more about me there. We're also going to be addressing this issue on my law office show of You Be the Jury tonight. Tomorrow night, where you will be able to actually call in. Every viewpoint is welcome, and voice your viewpoint on air. So go to callrossiwilliams.com this evening so you can get the call-in information. It'll be posted after 6. That's callrossiwilliams.com. We got to do better. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We are the light. Make a difference today and deal with the core of who you are and the core of your sensitivity to hearing the other side. Go to fieldoffire.com. See you in the morning.